So you want to give your spiel quickly? Just tell them quickly about that.
One, two. Morning, everyone. Just a very quick one. Business people, businessmen and businesswomen, we are having a get-together on Friday the 3rd of November. Not this Friday, but the Friday after that. If you would like to have more influence in your business, in the place where you work, please come together on Friday the 3rd, 6:30 a.m. In the morning. Myrna's going to do a lovely little breakfast for us. We're going to get together. It won't be too long. We'll be out of there by 7:38. Business people, 3rd of November. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Franklin. Thanks, Arthur. Praise God. Hallelujah. The communion that we've just had is a very important part of what I'm going to be talking about. And, you know, a lot of people, when you have communion, you don't realize that that communion table is a covenant table with God. Jesus did something for you that you could never do. He took your sin, He took your sickness, He took your shame, He took everything bad about you, and He died on the cross. And He gave you, and I want you to listen carefully to what I'm saying, and He gave you everything that He is. Now, a lot of people pray, and they pray to God up there in the sky. When Jesus died for you, the Bible says, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Now, the whole reality of what I want to talk about, and I'm going to ask you permission today, can I become a little out of myself today? You know, can I become a little emotional? I'm not going to cry, I promise you. But I would like to express certain things because I want to get the message across. And I feel that there are so many Christians that cannot see this. And that's why I want to get emotional about what I'm doing, because a lot of Christians cannot see what I want to talk about today. I talk to so many Christians, and somehow God's somewhere out there. Somehow God's got to just somehow, something's got to happen to them. You know, the Bible says in John 7, verse 37 and 38, out of your innermost being shall flow forth rivers of living water. Sally had a word today. People are going to come here to receive living water. Where are they going to get the living water? From you. You have streams of living water flowing out of you. Jesus spoke to the woman at the well in John 4, and He said to her, I will give you water which you will never thirst again. We have water, the Holy Spirit, that is like streams of water just wanting to flow out of us. Eve spoke about the river and getting into that stream. There's streams of living water that you have to realize that flows out of you. All the time. Let's just pray. Father, I just thank You for Your word. I thank You that You take Your word and You break it into little pieces and share it out to Your people as we had communion this morning. Let them eat it, Lord, and let it have meaning. Let it have meaning. Give me ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to conceive Your word this morning, Father. Let Your Holy Spirit move mightily in this place. Lord God, that it will not just be an emotional good little thing and we'll walk out here and forget it, but Lord God, that Your word will not return void, but it'll accomplish what it's been sent out to do, and it'll grip every heart, oh God, and it will be, everyone will see in Jesus' name. I command you to see today in Jesus' name. And he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say today in Jesus' name. Okay, now, communion was a very important part of what, because you are no longer the old you. You are a new you. Sean, you got your baby there. You want to bring her here? Her. And your wife. Jess, sorry. You know what? When a baby is born, you don't see that baby until it's born. But there comes a day that that baby is born. And now she's sleeping. Okay, then just open up. And there's a beautiful little baby. She's just been born 3 months ago, eh? Absolutely gorgeous little girl. Now, this is the product of Sean and Jess. She is their daughter. She cannot not be their daughter. She is their daughter. Am I right? And you love her, huh? Yeah, and they love her to bits. We were there, and we just saw how they absolutely love her and adore her. And I just want to say, now, Jesus loves you, and he adores you. And there came a day that you were born again. You cannot not be a Christian after you've been born again. You cannot say, I don't feel like I'm Christian. You are a born-again Christian if you've given your life to Jesus. That baby is born into this world, and it is the product of Sean and Jess. That child cannot be their, not be their child. Cannot not be their child. Thanks. Who of you have been born again yet? Put up your hands. Okay? You are born again into the kingdom of God. You have become sons and daughters of the living God. Don't tell me it's hard to be a Christian. That child is coming to the world. That child's going to have to live through the world, live and every action and everything, go to school, get married, go to university, whatever. That child's got to go through the process of growing up. You're a Christian. You've given your life to Jesus. Man, wake up. You've got to go through a process of growing. You are not a Christian. I don't care whether you feel like one or not. You are born again. You are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He has made you his child. He has cleansed you from all sin, whether you feel like a sinner or not. And you probably are. Because we all sinners saved by the grace of God. So if you're not a Christian, you're going to be one by the time you leave here today. Now, I believe that through the power of God and the Holy Spirit today, you're going to get a glimpse. And I've given you all notes. Now, the notes work like this. There's the first page. It says, Zoe, the life of God in you. Okay? That's the second page. Turn it around. Third page, fourth page, fifth page. Okay. I'm not a typist or anything fancy. So just excuse if there's mistakes and everything in it. You just get, it's a message that's coming through. Right. Right. So now, that's fine. You can go to the scripture now. That. Okay. Now, God. I'm going to use another scripture before I go into the scriptures on the board. In Exodus 7, verse 1, the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made you like a god to Pharaoh. Your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. God speaks to Moses. He calls Moses. He speaks to Moses. Moses makes a whole bunch of excuses because he says, I'm a stutterer and I can't speak. He didn't say, well, God, you know, just heal me quickly and I'll be able to speak. He tried to make an excuse, so God gave him somebody. But besides the whole thing is this. God said to him, I'm going to make you like a god unto Pharaoh. Today I want to say to you, before I even start into my notes, and I'm going to what I'm going to give you is all scripture, so it's not the gospel according to Saint Franco. Okay? It's the word of God that I'm going to give you, and that's why I've given you notes today. And if you don't get notes and you'd like the notes, and if you weren't enough, just give me your email address and I'll email it to you. But God has made you a God unto the world out there. He has made you a God. You're not God. You'll never be God. But God has made you a God unto the people out there. He's made you, you are the most powerful person walking on this planet, because God has made you to be part of Him. We sat in our meeting on Wednesday, and there was a pastor that came in, and I just started sharing along these lines, and he says a Satanist came to him the other day and said to him, "You Christians don't know the power of God you have." Now, I want to tell you something. You don't know the power of God you have unless you open your mouth and let the streams of living water start flowing out of that mouth of yours. You got more power than what you could ever think of. No matter how you feel or think or whatever, God has anointed you. When you were born into God's kingdom, you became a son and a daughter of the living God. You've been made a God unto the people. Because when you speak, the life of God flows out of you. The streams of living water flow out of you. Now in John 17, I just want you to read this with me. John 17, verse 14 to 19 and 21 to 24. I just combine it. I have given, now Jesus is praying. I want you to take, now Jesus is praying, but he's talking about you. He says, "I've given to them your word, the message you gave me, that the world has hated them because they are not of the world and do not belong to the world." You're not of this world. You used to be part of this world, but you're not part of this world anymore, man. You're out of this world. You're amazing. You're out of this world, Louis. I tell you, you're a God man. You're a God woman. Created in the image of God. Listen, Jesus, you know how many times Jesus stresses this in this verse? He says, "Just as I am not of the world and do not belong to it, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one." You know that you are protected. Jesus prayed for you from the evil one. "And they are not of the world." They are not of the world. Tell somebody next to you, you are not of this world. Right, he says, "And they are not of this world, just as I am." Jesus says, "I am not of this world. Sanctify them." Now God sanctifies you. He cleanses you. He purifies you. Whether you feel like you're purified or whether you feel like you're not purified, He purifies you and He washes you and cleanses you and He makes you an instrument worthy of Him. Sanctify them in the truth. Set them apart for your purpose. You've been set apart for God's purpose. You're not just here to warm a church seat, go out and work your heart out and strive and try and earn as much money as you can and everything like that. Man, you've been set aside for God's purpose. Jesus is saying this. He's praying to the Father. Set aside for your purpose. Make them holy. What is holy? Separated. Separate them. I want you to see that you are separate. You are not. You will never fit into the world if you're a child of God. You will never fit into the mold of the world again. You can try as hard as you like, Donovan. You'll never fit into the mold of the world again. Hey, Louis, you can try as hard as you like. You'll never. You are changed. You are a son of the living God. Your word is truth. And just as you commissioned and sent me into the world just as you commissioned and sent me, Jesus, into the world, Jesus says, I also have commissioned and sent those believers into the world. Man, you've got a commission. And if you don't fall into that commission, you'll never be totally satisfied, because you've been created for that purpose. You sang about your destiny today. Your destiny is to be fulfilled in Christ, not in this world. Are you with me? Yes, Donovan. For their sake, I sanctify myself to do your will, so that they also may be sanctified and set apart and dedicated and made holy in your truth. That they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be one in us. There's Father. Right? Now just get this picture. Father, that they may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and you are in me. Father, you are in me. Right? The Father's in Jesus. And I am in you. So I then slip that in the envelope. Right? That they may also be. That you may also be one with us. Sometimes it's a little difficult to understand it, you see. That's why I've got to battle. What do you see? Who is in God? And how many are there? When you're walking around this world, what is the world here? What does the world see? God. You got to believe it. You got to believe it, Mark. You got to believe it, brother. You got to believe it. Why? Because Jesus said you are one. And the life that you now live, you live in Christ. You don't live your life of your own. You no longer have your own life to live. You got the God kind of life to live. And to be totally fulfilled, you've got to start living like this. And you've got to realize that when you open your mouth, you are affecting this world in a powerful way. And it's time the church realized that. Because the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And you've got to be a forceful Christian. And you've got to bring the word of God across to people and not be a little pansy Christian. No, I'm telling it because, I mean, that we all fit into that. Donovan preached that just about the other day. But I'm just saying to you, you know, God has called us. We got the highest calling. The Bible says we have the highest calling in Christ Jesus. And are you shunning this call and say, I'll do it my own way? Man, God, I want to do it your way. Lord, I want to change South Africa. I want to change Modderfontein. I want to change Bess Valley. I want to change South Africa. And I want the word of God to go across the nations. And I want South Africa to be the most powerful nation in the world. Even if it has to start in Modderfontein. Because the most powerful people are born out of this church. He says, I have given them the glory and the honor which you have given me, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, Jesus says, I in them, you in me. Now, if Jesus is in you and God is in Jesus, then who you got? You got the whole of God. You got everything. You got the fullness of God in you. So don't try and pray and cry and say, God, I need you to come into my heart and help me, Lord. You got him. The Bible says that God will give you far abundantly above that which you could even ask or think, according to the power that works within you. Start trusting the fact that you have the power of God in you. That's Ephesians chapter 3, the last verse in Ephesians chapter 3. That God will give you far abundantly above that which you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. Do you believe you've got power working within you? Do you want the power of God to move within you? Then you've got to give your life to Jesus today before you leave you. Amen. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected and complete in one. Do you know that God has perfected you? You're in a growing process in your own self, but in God's eyes, you've been perfected. So that the world may know without any doubt that you sent me, and that you have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me as your gift to me, may be with me where I am. Now, you've got to remember that. If you've got a pen, underline it. That they may be with me where I am. Meaning, I'm going to go away now, but I don't want to leave these Okies. I never want to leave them. I want them to be with me where I am. Remember, you're not of this world. You're in this world, but you're not of this world, the Bible says. Jesus says you're out of this world. Jesus says that you're a born again, transformed person. We're going to get to that now. So that they may see my glory, which you have given me, because you have loved me before the foundation of the world. Okay? So now you have been transformed, okay? But now you've got to see yourself that Christ is in you. The God of glory, the God that fills the universe, lives in you. You've got the capacity to contain the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in you. God made you that way. In Galatians 2:20, it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Now, yes, I've got Jesus in me. Yes, and I'm out of this world. I'm not in this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Right? So I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I've got a thing to do. I've got a life to live. It's a real life. It's a world life. I have to face this world. But I must realize while I'm facing this world, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I know that I've got a greater power within me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm more than a conqueror. The Bible says I'm more than a conqueror. Why? Because Jesus has already conquered. I don't have to conquer. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm more than a conqueror. Let me read this first again. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I must have faith that the very power of God works through me. What is faith? Faith is believing something you cannot see. Faith is believing something you cannot feel. Faith is believing something you cannot touch. That's what faith is. So what I've got to do is I've got to believe that God is in me, and I've got to take advantage of the fact that when I speak, I must trust that the power of God is going to move through me. That's faith. Your circumstances, whatever your circumstances are, you've got to speak into your circumstances the positive stuff that God has put inside of your heart. So now, what am I trying to get across to you is that you are not a mere man. The Bible, God comes to the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and he says to them, Paul comes to the church and he says to them, listen, you guys, He says, I can just about give up on you guys. He says, you know, you should have grown by now. He says, but I've still got a bottle feed you. You're like little babies. You've been around for such a long time, but yet I've got to come and still give you milk. How long have you been serving God? Are you still coming to church every Sunday just to get a little bit of milk to carry you through the week? Or have you got, are you eating the meat of the word? You know? He says that he doesn't want us to eat drink milk anymore. We've got to eat of the meat of the word of God. So you're a God man and a God woman. Grow into the realization that you're a God man and a God woman. Get the mind, become God inside minded. Become God inside minded. Start seeing yourself as the powerful instrument in God's hands that God created you to be. That's the only way we're going to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish, by faith in the fact that Christ lives in us. Jesus said to us in Mark 11:22 that we've got to have the faith of God. If we have the faith of God, we can move mountains. How do we move mountains? By speaking. How do you touch people's lives? By speaking. How do you overcome your problems? How do you overcome anything that's coming at you in your life? You've got to speak it. Because it's by faith. God created all things by speaking the word. Now the thing is this, that who knows, who's ever seen a Superman movie? Now you see Superman, up and away. Okay. Then there's somebody in trouble, and old Clark Kent's walking around like his timid arc, you know, glasses on, everything like that. And all of a sudden, there's somebody, he's got the supernatural hearing, like we got supernatural, God speak to our hearts, you know. And he's all of a sudden, he shoots into a room, and he's got a different lot of clothing on. And he's got his Superman clothing on. And up and away. And he sweeps down and he helps the people out of trouble. And then there's some bad oaks around. You know, he comes from Krypton. So when Kryptonite, when he sees Kryptonite, he like becomes weak and he melts away, the strong Superman. And you know that God has made you better than Superman. You just can't fly. But God has made you better than Superman because His Spirit lives in you. And God can speak to you and He can tell you about what people are going through, and you can call them or SMS them and speak to them and go and pray for them, and the power of God can move through your life. You know, so Superman gets Kryptonite and they put this Kryptonite in front of him, and you decide, oh, I've been looking to Jesus so long now. Let me just look at that Kryptonite, the world. And the world weakens you. And you do not have the power of God because you're keeping your eyes on the Kryptonite. And God wants to deal with you. And just look away. You don't have to look at the Kryptonite all the time, you know. Superman must wake up. You know, you get Batman. Some spider bites him and all of a sudden he's this Batman, you know. Or Spider-Man. What happened to Batman? But in any case, he throws these things around and he swings around the buildings and that, and it's all for little stories, you know. But God has made you a Superman in this world. He's made you somebody that is out of this world. Superman came from out of this world. You have been created to be from out of this world by God because you've been born again. Now, God wants you to be a Superman. In John 10:10, the Bible says the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it, that life more abundantly. Now, what does that word life mean? It means Zoe. And that word Zoe means the life of God. I have come that you may have the life of God. And that you may have it to overflowing. There's the overflowing coming in again. that you may have the life of God in you to overflowing. But how's the overflowing going to come if you're going to... keep your mouth shut. The overflow will only start coming when you start opening your mouth and speaking about God and testifying about God and praying for people and laying your hands on people and becoming an instrument of God. Then you're going to start seeing the power of God move. Now, I don't want to talk about myself, but I've seen God move miraculously and mightily in certain instances when God actually spoke to me in my heart and gave a message like he did, Superman, super hearing. God gives us super hearing sometimes in the spirit, and he'll tell us to do certain things. And when we hear his voice, there are miracles take place. Okay? But I don't have time to go into that stuff. So I want to share with you the power that God has given you. So now, in him was the life of God. And the life of God in Christ was the light of men. Now he says, as I am, so are you. So in you is life. And the life in you is the light of men. So when you open your mouth and you start speaking and you start sharing, you are the light of men. There's power. You've got to know there's power that goes through you when you open your mouth. In John 1:4, there are different, that was what I just read. There are different Greek words for life. The one is Zoe, which is the life of God. The other one is Poshe or something, which means natural human life, meaning you no longer just got natural human life. You've got the life of God. And then there's Boaz, meaning the manner of life. And then there's this anstrophe, meaning confused life. Now, a lot of people are living in confusion. They don't know who they are in Christ. They hear one guy preach this, they hear another guy preach that. But I tell you what, if you take the Word of God and you start reading the Word of God, the more you read the Word of God, the more you'll find out that you are the person that has the life of God in you. You are not running around looking for God anymore, my friend. You have God. Am I right, Arthur? You're not running around looking for God. You have God. God is in you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I don't care what's happened in your life. God will never, he's promised you, he'll never leave you or forsake you. Oh, where's God? Oh, God, you're so far away from me. I just don't feel you. Start praying a little bit. Start worshiping God a little bit. Not just asking him when you need him for something. Start living a life of worship before God, and you will never feel that God is far away from you because God is in you. Am I right? Why are you looking like that? You're serious? Are you like you're seriously listening, or you're just like kind of seriously thinking, what? Right, praise God. So when you're born again, God deposits the life of God in you. His very life, his very nature, and his very substance is placed into your heart, into your life. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says we become a new creation. If you don't believe me, go read Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians, you're a new creation. You're a brand spanking new person. All things have passed away. They have passed away. All things are becoming new. That we are renewed day by day, the Bible says. We are renewed day by day. So the more we grow in God, the more we are renewed. You know, in the natural we get old, in the spirit we get new. Hallelujah. Right. God is actually giving birth to a new man, not in the flesh, but or the mind, but your spirit. Okay? So what the Bible does say is that you've got to renew your mind with the Word of God, and you've got to get your flesh under. Right? So that's part of the fight you've got to fight, but that doesn't separate you from God when you fail in your mind and you fail in your flesh. It doesn't separate you from God. It makes you fight harder to be more like God. The Bible says in Romans 6:6, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, and the body, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Henceforth, we should not serve sin. Your body of sin has been destroyed in the eyes of God. It's already destroyed. Although you're walking around in and you feel like you're a real good, bad for nothing, good for nothing person, the body of sin has been destroyed. That doesn't give you a reason to go sin. Because the more you serve God, the more you love God, and the more you want to please God. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ from Jesus from the dead will also give life, the life of God, to your mortal body through his spirit who lives in you. You can have the life of God in you through the spirit of God that lives in you. Those streams of that prophetic word that came out. It's amazing how God works. Mark spoke about the scripture I'm going to read now in prayer meeting this morning, Ephesians 1 from verse 16. Yeah, Paul prays a prayer for the church. I want you to see the desperation in Paul's prayer as he prays for you and for me. He prays with absolute meaning, and he's precise about what he prays about. And he says, yeah, that the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, Rodney, they may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. You know what? It's in the knowledge of God that you get this. And if you don't read your word and you don't hear the word preached and you don't come to the meetings and you think it's just a Sunday morning thing and it's not a life to live, you're never going to get to the place that I'm talking about today. It's a life you have to live. It's not a morning, Sunday morning thing. I'm sorry. Right. May give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I'm going to go quick now. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? All we have to do is believe to make his mighty power come into operation. Nothing you can do, nothing you can think, nothing you can shout as loud as you like, the power of God's going to be the same as if you whisper it. So it's not how loud the evangelist shouts or how softly he speaks. It's the power of God and the knowledge of God in his heart that actually projects the power of God to touch those people, right? It says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand. Now he raised Christ from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Now listen to this, far above all principality. Now Jesus has been raised, and he's seated in God's own right hand, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and he has made him to be the head of all things in Christ. He's made us to be the head of all things in Christ. Amen? So now the thing is, if he's made us the head over all things in Christ, then we go to Ephesians. Now remember, Jesus has been raised up, and he's seated together in heavenly places in Christ. Now, do you believe you can operate from heaven? Ephesians 2 verse 5 to 7. Even when we were dead in our sin, has he quickened us? Has he made us alive? When we were dead in our sin, he made us alive together with Christ. You've been made alive together with Christ. The communion table today. You've been made alive together with Christ. You are alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, not because of your goodness, but because of God's goodness you've been saved. And he has raised us up together. Can you read it there? The Bible says you've been raised together with Christ. When Jesus died, he rose from the dead. You've been raised together with Christ. And you are made to sit, and you've been made, not because of any merit that you have done or any good work that you've done. You've made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under your feet, and he has made you to be the head. He's made you to be the what? The tail? Are you sure? If he's made you to be the head, do you believe it? He's made you to be head of some things. He's made us to be the head over all things in Christ. Not some things. All things. Say all. How much is all? If I give one child a packet of sweets, hey, and I say, yeah, you can have all the sweets, then it's that up to that child to give what she wants to give to the other children, right? Because I gave her all. You've been given everything that pertaineth unto life and godliness. Even when we were dead in our sins, as he quickened us together with Christ and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places, Ephesians 2 verse 5 to 7, in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. God's going to show the world the greatness and the power of Jesus through us. There's no one else. He's using us. Right, I'm gonna go quick now, finish. In John 17, 22, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. God's given you his glory. You've got to believe he's given you his glory. If you just by believing, you've got to believe it, right? And that they may be one even as we are one. John 17, 23, and in them, and thou in me, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and as thou hast loved me. And then he says, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. Now the thing is this, that if you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the Bible says that God's given you the keys to the kingdom. You are, he says, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Who's going to make the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven? We are. Who's been given the keys to the kingdom of heaven? We have. Who can hear the voice of God from heaven? We can. Why? Because we sit with him in his throne. We are sitting with him in the place of authority. The Bible says, decree a thing and it will be established unto you. Decree a thing. You've got to speak like a king. God's called you to be a king in his royal family, to rule and reign with him in this life. Amen? Praise God. That's all I'm going to say today. But I just want to say, now, I believe this message is very important. While I was preparing, I never have this. I had a physical attack, which where it's like as if something tried to stop me. It hit me in the head like, it's like an entrance of some evil that came in. And because I was so busy with this, God had no chance. Because I just let the rivers of living water flow. Within 3-4 seconds, it was gone. Amen. And then there was a whole lot of stuff that happened while I was preparing this. Because it's like as if God didn't, like the devil didn't want God to bring this message across to you. And I just want to say to you, meditate on this. This is vital. If we're going to change the world, we're going to change Modder Fontana, we're going to change our work situations, and we're going to see the healing power of God flowing in our lives and in our families' lives, and whatever we want to do, we've got to get our lives in line with what the Word of God is saying here. Don't be a slop Christian, please. Now I want to ask you, is there anybody here today that doesn't know Jesus? You know, I'm talking here, and you know that Jesus is talking to you. But you've never made a commitment and you've never had the expression of Jesus Christ in you. You don't know what it's like to have the Lord God living in your heart. You don't know what the experience is and you'd like to invite him into your heart. Would you like to raise your hand quickly? Anybody? Quick. You know Jesus is talking to you? Amen. Praise God. Now, I know that God has given me authority over all the power of the devil, and he can by no means do anything to me, and he can do nothing to you, brother. He can't touch you, because God has set you free, and who Christ has set free is free indeed. So I want you all to pray this prayer with me as we pray together now. And whoever hasn't made this commitment to Christ, we're going to do it right now. And you're going to have the experience, because you just believe, and Jesus is going to come into your heart with power. So let's just pray. Father, just say, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for sending Jesus. I believe that Jesus died. That he rose again from the dead. That he defeated the devil. That he was judged on my behalf. And I want to invite you now, Lord, to come into my heart. Become the Lord of my life. I want to serve you. To the best of my ability. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Wash me with your precious blood. Right now. And I invite you into my heart to be my Lord. Be my Lord and Savior forever and ever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to call Mark up. Is Vincent here? Brad, Mark and they're going away to the Great Lakes, and we're going to just pray a prayer to the whole church. We're going to reach our hands out to them.
But can I just add to this message today? Leon brought something in the prayer meeting about his brother's grandchild, and she's been taught this message that Christ in you, the hope of glory, lives inside of you. And she saw someone killing a cockroach. And then what she did, she took a top and she went inside. Lord Jesus, someone's killed something over there. And I want you to know that is such an incredible thing. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. If you can do that, when you don't know what to do, and you go inside and you look inside, Christ in you, and you start to do that in your life, you are going to know Christ.
Yes.
You're not going to practice meeting culture, you're not going to practice churchianity, you're going to practice Christ. This is key. What you heard today from Franco, and let me tell you, get your mind around this, because this is the essence of what we do, knowing Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come, Brad. Come, Arthur, come pray for us.
So Mark and Brad and Vincent are going to the Great Lakes to join a team, particularly in Bujumbura in Burundi, over the next 10 days. They get back Tuesday next week. So they are going out on behalf of us. Brad, at a prayer meeting on Wednesday, I forgot to mention to you, I mentioned to your dad, that this will be a crossroads for you. It's going to be a crossroads for you. So, Father, we stretch out your hands, please. Father, we send this team in your name, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, to preach the gospel, to preach the living water into these areas that are dry, Lord, where they have where it's shrunk into puddles. Lord Jesus, through them, Lord, you will fill these areas up into overflowing rivers. Go with them, Lord Jesus, in your name. Protect them. Give them your words, Lord Jesus. Give them your thoughts, Lord God, and that they will bear much fruit in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. If you want some of those streams of living water to flow to you and you need healing today, you need God to move in your life, just come forward and we're going to pray with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're just going to see God move miraculously. Yes. Amen. And afterwards, the deacons, let's just have a short meeting, please.
We just stand and sing one more song.
One more song.
Amen. Jesus, humble Savior, perfect maker, there is no greater story. And Holy Spirit, Give me passion that pours out to every nation.
Yes, Lord.
Shine your light, I am yours, Lord. Lift me up, I am no more. Let me live inside your glory, your glory, Lord. Shine your light, I am yours, Lord. Lift me up, I am no more. Let me live my life inside your glory, your glory. Now, Father, how you love me. Give me shelter, cover me with your mercy, 'cause you are moving in all around us. Yes, we are merely desperately seeking your face, your way. Shine your light, I am yours, Lord. Lift me up, I am no more. Let me live inside your glory now. Shine your light, I am yours, Lord. Lift me up, I am no more. Let me live my life inside your glory. Father, lead us and Spirit guide us.
Yes, Jesus,
show us your way. Won't you move us into the places where the broken find healing in your name? Your name,
Jesus.
Shine your light, I am yours, Lord. Lift me up, I am no more. Let me live inside your glory, shine your light, I am yours, Lord. Lift me up, 'cause I am no more. Let me live my life inside your glory now. Shine your light, I am yours, Lord. Lift me up, I am no more. Let me live my life inside your glory,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Family of God, be blessed, be prosperous, have an awesome week, that the favor of God shine upon you and shine for Jesus. Amen. Amen.